Dr. Sebek dedi in of his note on patient Sue Doss, S-U-E Doss, D-O-S-S, date of birth is 5/27/1940, date of service 5/14/2024, period paragraph. The patient is 83-year-old white female presenting to my office to address her medical problems. Her past medical history includes one hypertension, neck degenerative joint disease, neck hypothyroidism, neck hyperlipidemia. Neck history of myasthenia gravis since she was a teenager. Neck history of pneumonia times two hospitalized of the last 3 years. Pure paragraph past surgical history includes epidural steroid injections. Pure paragraph allergies. She's allergic to sulfa and codeine. Social history. Her daughter is living with her currently. No smoker, no alcohol use. She has a total of two kids. And she's retired. Family history. Mother died at age of 66. Father died at age of 83 from lung cancer. Sister died from gastric cancer with metastases. And brother has myocardial infarction. Period. Review of symptoms reveals. Patient feeling tired quickly. Muscle weakness. She can barely walk half a block before she gets very tired. She does report intermittent vertigo and anxiety. No chest pain, no shortness of breath, no heartburn, no nausea, no vomiting. She has good appetite, no abdominal pain, no constipation, no diarrhea, no melena. She has nocturia 2 to 3 times at night. She has no straining upon urination. She has stress urinary incontinence, no leg swelling, no skin rash. She does have back pain for which she's getting steroid injections. All other systems are reviewed and are negative. Immunization, she received 4 doses of COVID-19 gene editing therapy. Period paragraph. Current medications include amlodipine, diclofenac, levothyroxine, lovastatin, and pyridostigmine. On physical exam, her vital signs as mentioned above, HNT, pupils around the active blood and accommodation. Injected conjunctiva, and enteric sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid B bilaterally, no jugular venous extension bilaterally, most oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema, no dead pupagraph. Neck, supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are regulated and rhythm, no mass venous two, no murmurs heard, no friction of her lungs, clear to auscultation, no crackles or ridges heard, abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no gariri, mild or rigidity, extremities, there is no edema in the lower extremity skin. There is no skin rash noted, however, she does have one lesion right upper extremity that is suspicious for basal cell carcinoma and other lesions over the cheek area and period. Investigations available to me include the following. Hemoglobin 13.5, white count 11.6. TSH 2.64 with 3T4 of 1.54. Sodium 139, potassium 3.9, chloride 106, total CO2 24, glucose 93, BUN 15, creatine 0.9, calcium 9.4, albumin 3.9, normal liver enzymes, EGFR 62.73. Period paragraph. Assessment on time. 1. Myasthenia gravis apparently controlled on current regimen of pyridostigmine to continue follow-up in urology. Next, muscular weakness, extreme fatigability. I doubt this is secondary to myasthenia gravis, given her good exam and good motor power on exam. We're going to rule out inflammatory conditions and check a free T3 to make sure the conversion from T4 to T3 is adequate. Also, we're going to screen for COVID-19 vaccine injury. And we'll start patient on vitamins, including vitamin D3, K2, liposomal vitamin C, curcumin, bromelain, and natokinase. Next diagnosis, hypothyroidism. As mentioned above, we get a free T3. Next, degenerative joint disease. Discouraged from taking NSAIDs, including ibuprofen and diclofenac because of kidney side effects, and GI side effects. Period. Next, hyperlipidemia. I encourage patient to discontinue lovastatin as it may be contributing to myopathy. We'll check her CPK, and we'll check her lipid panel in 3 months. Next, hypertension. In the office, control at home, continue on lidocaine 5 mg daily per paragraph. Patient will be seen in the office in televisit in 2 to 3 weeks to discuss the workup, early if need be, and report things.